7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Well, I sure as hell wasn't expecting Santa, but then again, I wasn't expecting 10:34 either. That's obviously not the correct time. The actual time is, of course, 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello. It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee once again. My name is Tobe. I'm not Hello Kitty. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, which doesn't mean a whole hell of a lot of anything, but it does mean that I have sinus problems. And to help alleviate my sinus problems, I like to drink tea. So let's pour some tea. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Oh, what's that smell? Oh my goodness. Oh my gracious. Oh yes. Oh my God. Oh. We are drinking the Gingin Mei today. I thought, you know, it's time to switch it up. We need to drink something other than that Jade Jaguanyin, and so I thought about it and said yes. Haven't had Gingin Mei in weeks, so we're drinking that all day. Oh, yes. All damn day, people. All damn day. Oh, I got up a little bit late today, and that's okay. That's okay. Because I did kind of sleep well, and so I can't really complain. And it also didn't really help that I just laid on the floor for about 45 minutes after waking up. I could have gotten up a lot sooner, but I didn't. So here we are. What are we doing? Well, I'm watching the last few minutes of the Leeds game because I got lots of football I need to watch today. I got football and... Do I have a race? I don't have a car race. Is there a motorcycle race? No, there's no motorcycle race today, is there? I don't know. I'll look into that later. I don't care. Because for this weekend, I've already gotten all the good TV out of the way. Oh my goodness, guess what was on TV last night? On TCM, Turner Classic Movies, Underground. Oh yes. At 1:30 a.m., The Tab Hunter and Divine Vehicle Lust in the Dust was on. Haven't seen that one forever. Forever. So that was great. And what came on right after that at 3 a.m.? That's right. Polyester. Another Divine, well, and Tab. Movie, oh my God, hadn't seen that one in a while. That just cracked me up, but I had to go to bed in the middle of it so I wouldn't stay up all night. And, you know, I can pretty much watch Polyester whenever I want. So that was great. Oh, had a good day yesterday. Had a good day, good food. What did I eat yesterday? Oh, I had a steak. And, of course, when I say a steak, I mean ambagasteki. This was, of course, just a hamburger patty. That I dressed up with a lot of mushrooms and half of an onion. So, it was delicious. Am I going to eat that again today? I could. I still have a hamburger patty. But I should probably change it up. But what else do I really feel like eating? I don't know. I didn't have any Chinese food for the last 2 weeks. But I can't go to my Chinese restaurant today because it's actually not open. Isn't that weird? Yeah. This restaurant that I like, it's bizarre. Yeah, what day of the week are they closed? Saturday. They're closed on Saturdays, which is an unusual choice, but I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Except for those Saturdays when suddenly I want to eat Chinese food. And you know, the last time I went there, it was weird. This is a funny restaurant. It's sort of good, it's sort of not good. You've heard me talk about it. It's an odd place, which is sort of one of the reasons I like to go there. And the last time I was there, this is over 2 weeks ago, I decided I want, like, General Tso's chicken, right? So I head over there, and that's, and usually I'm eating some kind of chicken. They have a couple good chicken things, but no, I had the weird craving for General Tso. And so I get there, and she says, the woman that works there, she says, hi, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, hi, I think I want some General Tso's chicken today, please. And she says, and she says, oh, sorry, we're out of chicken. Would you like pork? Or she says, how about pork instead? And I was sort of flabbergasted, and I was sort of standing there silent, and she repeated the question. And I felt kind of bad because I think she thought maybe I didn't understand her, but I understood her. I was just sort of blown away by this new idea of General Tso's pork. And I said, yes, that is what I want. I didn't even know that I wanted it. And I ate it, and it was great. That was a good day, because the time before that, when I went there, the food wasn't so great. It's kind of a crapshoot. It depends on who's cooking. And one thing that I have discovered, and this is why I like to go there on Sunday, is whoever's cooking between like 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the afternoon, when it's not busy, when the rush is over, that person is good. That person understands how to wok, and you get wok hay. And I am a wok hay guy. And yeah, I got some good wok hay with my General Tso's chicken, or General Tso's pork. Last time it was awesome. Oh, good tea. Wow. Yeah, so I think it's officially winter where I live, even though we've got, you know, something like 18 days or 19 days before the actual first day of winter. It's winter here because my sinuses are starting to do weird stuff. Starting to do weird stuff, winter stuff. Which requires me to drink lots of tea. I like drinking tea. And as much as I want to just sit here and do nothing but, I think we need to move on to something else.
Basically, just have two pieces of the clam. And the first piece that you'll take here, you want to make sure that the clamp side is facing towards the threads. And then you just slide it through the hole. And then you can depress. You depress these here. And then it allows you to slide this on. So once that's slid on, all you have to do is loop this threaded end through that hole there and into the backside. And the backside is threaded on this clamp, and you can just turn. And once you've got this all
No. If there's anybody in the world that I need explaining pipe clamps to me, it's not this guy. Just not this guy. I think we'd be better off, you know, just taking attendance or something.
Okay, Brenda.
Oh, Brenda, look at that, look at that. Should we get some funding for this?
Funded.
I thought so.
Present. Astronomic kit. Present. Ghost Bear. Ghost Bear.
Where the hell is Ghost Bear?
Uh-oh, tardy again.
Wait! Oh my God!
run! Get those bears attacking! You're gonna kill us all! We're gonna die!
Oh, Ghost Bear. I guess you're here after all. And, Ted, I'm gonna mark you down as absent. Forever.
What? Yeah!
Oh my god. Ghost Bear killed Ted, and now he's gonna be absent forever.
And I think it's time for some music. We're gonna go with some Gujang today. And I forget the name of this song, but it's something like Spring Flower Moon River Night, or something to that effect.
Thank you.
good stuff there. Good stuff on the old Guzheng. Now you might be wondering, Tope, what's the difference between a Guzheng and a Koto and a Gagayeum? A Gagayeum, you know, the Korean version. Well, there's not a whole hell of a lot of difference between the three instruments. I think, you know, these come in different stringed versions, but the Chinese Guzheng might technically have more strings, but does it matter? If you're wondering what that piece of music was called, I was right. It's called Spring River Flower Moon Night. Great title. Great title. If you want to write any Chinese music, you have to have one of those words in the name of the song. Spring River Flower Moon Night. Yeah. And if you're going to write Japanese music, you have to have cherry blossom in there. Instead of spring or instead of flower, you just have cherry blossom. So if you want to write a Japanese song, it's Spring River Cherry Blossom Moon Night. And I don't know enough about Korean culture to give you their equivalent, but it doesn't really matter. Because what I really want to talk about are these instruments in a different sort of format. I've been thinking for the last couple days, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh God, Tobe, please don't think. Whenever you start thinking, dubious things start happening. Yes, it's true. And it all started the other day, 2 days ago, because I watched so many musical instrument videos on YouTube. The YouTube algorithm, it likes to suggest things to me, and the other day it suggested something about how to make an Anglo-Saxon lyre. And I thought, well, no, just looking at one, I can already tell how to build one. I don't really need the video. So I didn't bother watching it. But it got me thinking about building a lyre. And then as I was thinking about that, about 24 hours later, yesterday, I thought, you know, if you're going to build a lyre and make it electric, because that was my idea, because, you know, you're not going to get any sound out of a flat board, you might as well stick a piezo element on it and plug it into your amplifier. So I started thinking about that. All I would need is to get a board, and I could just drill some holes in it, put some strings on it, and you're done. And then I thought, well, yeah, but that's also the same technique for making a koto or a guzheng. Or a guqin, for that matter. Another Chinese instrument that only has like 5 or 6 strings. You've heard me talk all about these things on the Dubious Goals Committee in the past. So that's what I've been thinking about today. What if I made the ultimate hybrid instrument? It's sort of a lyre on its side, like a cannon. But it's also kind of a harp. It's a board harp. It's a zither. It's a koto, it's a lyre, all at once. But I would think, it's like a guqin. I would only put like maybe 6, 7, 8 strings on it, lay it down flat, electrify it so we can run it through effects, and, you know, go from there. And that's the other thing that I was thinking about last night. Ugh, I'm gonna have to bite the bullet and buy a new effects processor at some point in time. The effects processor I have that you've heard is acting wonky again. It just cuts in and out whenever it feels like, and it's making me mad. But it's also very out of date. The effects on it just are not modern. You know, the thing is 25 or 30 years old now. I don't even know. Oh, but I don't want to buy a new effects processor. I want to buy a synth. I want to buy the fun things, not the utility things. But it's true. I need a good delay. I need a good if I'm going to be ambient boy, I need to get a new effects processor. But enough about that. What I really need to build is a thing that makes this thing go ding. What is my problem with this thing? I shouldn't be thinking about it. You know, there's so much stuff to build, so much music to play, and so little time. Well, and dollars, but time is dollars, so, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Well, let's just start screwing around. What we need is some tempura. We need a good tempura shruti. So, where are we going to get that? Oh, what's that I hear in the background? Oh, yeah, now we can really do some improvisational noodle music. It's new age healing time. Prepare to tune your chakras. Oh, now I gotta sit up. This will also be good tea drinking music. That's the nice thing about, you know, like Guzheng and Kuching. It's tea drinking music. I gotta pour more tea. Yummy Jinjin Mei. Although Jinjin Mei is the wrong tea to be drinking for this particular sound. I like to mix it up. Let's blend all the interesting musics together. And then we can have, you know, extra cool music. So, I can't reach. There we go. I'm grabbing some stuff. Grab the big ding bowl. Where's the big dinger? Got it. All right, what mallets should we use? Let's just do this. Putting the microphone down. Thank you. And that was your daily lesson in how to make tobe music. Basically, what you need is a drone. And then once you have a drone, you just need to have some instruments that play those notes and a few other notes. So get an instrument, and you'll probably notice that it says that it's in the key of blank, and it'll be a letter between A and G. And so what you do is you buy that instrument, then you find a drone. Go online, just look for Shruti, look for Tanpura, look for drone, and then look for one that says the same letter as your instrument. So what we're hearing is a Tanpura drone. Yeah! Pa sa sa sa. And we also have that Tanpura drone is in G. It says Tanpura G. You can just look that up that way. You can just put in Tanpura and then the letter, or the drone and then the letter, or Shruti and then the letter. And then you have the instrument. And you just play along. And it doesn't matter what you play, just play some notes. And every once in a while, hit the main note that is the letter G. And I got two on this one. Yay! And you can play them whenever you want. You don't have to read music or do anything. You can just sit here and hit one note over and over again if you want. That's a thing that you can do. And you can do other notes. And then get a thing that goes ding. And make sure it dings the same note, or at least a note in the same scale, or it doesn't matter. Just get something that dings. Yay, I'm making music. It's pretty fun. You can do it too. But before we do anything else, I think I need to pretend that I am Gamelon Boy! Yay! I need to live on an archipelago, but I don't. I live in Omaha because my name is Tobe and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, but now it's over. Bye!
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.